Kid Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time we come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us to this country that we love's undivided.
Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Thursday, November 17th, 2022. And again, a couple of things, top of the hour stuff. There's a book drive, perhaps you've heard, John Stabmiller book drive. In honor of the big guy himself, RBN is conducting an ongoing book drive, which began November 7, continues through January 8, the week after January 1st, donations of $100 or more will provide the donor an opportunity to receive a book previously owned by John Stadmiller himself. More information is on our website, republicbroadcasting.org. Congratulations to last week's winners, Tyler and Robert. This week's book, Seeds of Fire, China and the Story Behind the Attack on America, published in 2001 by Gordon Thomas. And as I said in the first hour, I'm going to try to change it up a little bit and say, you know, get into the Christmas spirit a little bit, and I will say the reason for the season. You know, is there something else going on there? Yeah, I've been trying to point that out for years, and more recently, so to speak, you know, when it comes to all of these things. I mean, we just went through the Halloween stuff, and I actually said, why don't we ask people, what does Halloween have to do with Christianity? How are the two, how do they go together? Because it seems if you read the Bible, you know, what fellowship hath light with darkness, they don't seem to mix. What is this morbid preoccupation and necromancy doing together with Christianity? That's weird. So there's that, there's, you know, the Christmas stuff, the Easter stuff, there's all of that stuff. And is there an effort to commingle them to do something historically down through the ages? I believe there is. But that doesn't mean that, you know, I can't use my Christian liberty, so to speak, to try to leaven them for Christ. You know, Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is like leaven, and everybody went, oh my goodness, how can he say that? Heresy. So leavening things for Christ, instead of just running away constantly from the redefining of terms, like I said yesterday, the minute you start to get close to something and sniff it out, and then are able to communicate that danger to your fellow man en masse, so to speak, then suddenly the terms change and the landscape shifts to keep everyone constantly ill at ease and guessing and second guessing and all of that. Just nonsense. So just to do something better, hopefully, you know, in an effort and spirit to do something better and to get our eyes off of all the bad stuff. 7 days to Thanksgiving. Just a week until Thanksgiving. That's pretty amazing. Where did the time go? 38 days to Christmas, 45 days to New Year's. In an effort to try to get us in the, you know, spirit of the reason for the season, so to speak. And so I'm going to, as I said in the first hour, I'm going to announce a movie a day from now until at least Christmas, probably New Year's. And it's challenging when you think about it. I mean, like I said, tomorrow I'll do three. I'll do three on Fridays, one for Friday and then one for each day of the weekend. And, you know, there are some interesting ones. Maybe I will, I don't know. We can probably do this now because, I don't know, we'll all forget, and it'll be new again in a month. So today's movie is The Least of These, A Christmas Story, 2018. And I, like I said, make sure you have plenty of tissue on hand. I would say anyway, unless you're just a rock. And, you know, fun stuff like this. I'll mention these kinds of fun things. The Homecoming, A Christmas Story. Some people know. I'm sure some people in this audience will say, oh, yeah. So The Homecoming, A Christmas Story, that will be my December 19 announcement because, as the LA Times mentioned back in 2015, December 19, on that date in 1971, CBS aired The Homecoming, A Christmas Story, the two-hour pilot movie of the network's beloved series, The Waltons. So that's where that began. Though Richard Thomas played John Boy, a lot of the cast in the movie was different than the series. Patricia Neal played Olivia. Edgar Bergen was Grandpa Zeb. Edgar Bergen. And Andrew Dugan was John. So, you know, just fun stuff like that. Does it fit? Well, I hope so. I think so. Back to kind of what John was saying, and I intend to get back to the authorship of Luke. Maybe my point is not exactly on point to the question specifically about, you know, Luke, Jew or Gentile. As I said yesterday, I think the question is sort of moot. It's a fallacy on the face of it, biblically speaking, because all are one in Christ. You know, there's that point which, you know, there is no controversy. But, you know, these kinds of things arise, which is why you see it addressed in the New Testament. All we all should do is just read the book, and then these questions answer themselves, I think, in most cases. And for that matter, I think you get a sense of who's who in the zoo a little bit pretty quickly. If you're reading the authentic and then hearing questions raised that don't seem to make any sense, then either someone needs to read for themselves, regardless of what titles and poobahship they hold, or worse, maybe they're on a bad guy mission. In either case, you know, probably not somebody that we need to listen to and in this context, and that should be discipling people in a Christian sense. So back to what John was saying, just a couple of thoughts. You know, whatever the reference means, you know, when I talked about this previously, I mentioned Wendy McMahon's post over at Food for the Hungry. What is the meaning of a camel going through the eye of a needle? And there has been a dispute down through the ages. What exactly does it mean? And she, as she points out, you know, Jesus answers the question himself. You know, we're not left to wonder. If you read Matthew 19, you know, the young man comes and says, you know, it's so interesting. You know, the way that goes, the story goes in the Matthew account. It's also in Mark 10 and Luke 18. But in the Matthew account, it's, and behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And Jesus immediately, and he said unto him, why callest thou me good? Why do you call me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Isn't that interesting? That's fascinating. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. He saith unto him, which? Jesus said, thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy mother and thy father, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The young man saith unto him, all these things have I kept from my youth. What lack I yet? Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, and go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor. That thou shalt treasure, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. So, where your treasure is, there your heart is also. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Then Jesus said unto his disciples, Verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. Again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, Who then can be saved? Which is interesting. I think if I had to read into that, I would guess that, like in any age, the Rockefeller contingent, hires the Ivy League contingent, so to speak. And this is just kind of a loose metaphorical illustration. But, you know, there is this philanthropic image that's created. There are tax advantages that the masses don't understand. You know, this is a tax write-off for me, but to these people, it looks like, oh my goodness, look how generous he is. There are those kinds of things. And so the perception is, wow, these, you know, and that's not always the case, obviously, but apparently, you know, this is such a consistent theme that it's addressed this way in Matthew 19 by Jesus himself. Not what I'm saying, but, you know, what he's saying about easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. There's a reason that that cliche is made evident here, or brought to light. And there's a reason they respond. They're exceedingly amazed, saying, Who then can be saved? So that perception is created. And I believe that's at least in part what is in view there. And Jesus said, beheld them and said unto them, With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. And so, you know, that's I think the salient takeaway there. With men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. And so that, I think, really dovetails with kind of the broader theme of today and lately on this broadcast, that that's where our attention should be focused. And it's self-evident if you read the Bible, it goes without saying, but how easily we get distracted. So back to Matthew 19:21-22, Jesus said unto him, If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. And to John's point, I agree. In America today, it's astonishing how we have things sort of upside down. If you set all of this stuff aside, what do we really have? And, you know, what constitutes a life well lived? Kids today have all kinds of devices and social media and things and games, and you are pouring yourself into, I mean, when you think about video games, for example, or even movies or music or whatever, you know, I think of, for example, Theodore Adorno in, you know, some of his works, and you know, the discussion of modern music, you know, in fact, his 1948 book, The Philosophy of Modern Music, making the distinction basically between the music that the masses listen to and this other stuff. There is that, but even in a broader sense, you know, it can be, I think, good for the soul to appreciate art that someone else has created, but when you pour yourself into it as though it is your existence, you know, I think a funny thing starts to happen. You, similar, I would say, to the point that I made when we played the clip yesterday of Clarence Hardin saying, you know, God wants your experience with him. Similar to that, you basically sort of cocoon yourself in something else. And you can see this happen in weird sort of cult-like instances with some of the franchises, you know, like Star Wars and Lord of the Rings and those kinds of things. It's more obvious in those cases. But I think a lot of that happens these days as a safety mechanism to retreat to these things and not be injured by the world or put on this persona to sort of hide when that's not really a life well lived. So we have all of this entertainment all around us for whatever reason and of many varieties, and keeps us distracted. So this young man thinks that he's rich. And again, you know, I think a part of the, you know, the reason for the camel through the eye of the needle, in my opinion, is because if you look at the character of the devil, who in Ezekiel 28, you can kind of get a view of the commerce aspect, you know, by your great wisdom, by your trade, you have increased your riches, and your heart is lifted up because of your riches. That's Ezekiel 28, 5. And then 2016, by the abundance of your trade, you are internally filled with violence, and you sinned. Therefore, I have cast you as profane from the mountain of God. This is the NASB 95 translation. And I have destroyed you, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Verse 18, by the multitude of your iniquities and the unrighteousness of your trade, you profaned your sanctuaries. Therefore, I have brought fire from the midst of you. It has consumed you, and I have turned you to ashes on the earth in the eyes of all who see you. Sounds kind of like Anakin Skywalker or something. So you get a window of that. You get, I think, you know, Revelation chapter 18, mystery and commercial Babylon, same kind of thing. So that's my opinion there. Anyway, the young man is obviously, he goes away sorrowful, for he has many possessions. And then, you know, John and I sort of indirectly talked about the message, Jesus' message to Laodicea in Revelation 13. And, you know, Jesus says, because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. That's quite a contrast. And I think, you know, there are those who would make that argument here. I think it'd be easy to put that together with Isaiah chapter 1, for example, and this idea of, you know, social justice. In the clip that we played of Vodi Bakum talking to Glenn Beck from Beck's episode 161 podcast, Bakum makes a good point of that about social justice. You're a good person if you do these things instead of, you know, and I think you see that in places like Isaiah 1, and I think that sort of categorizes America today, whether we like it or not, generally speaking. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history? but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Welcome back. All right. So, let's play the Biden clip before we dive down the Luke rabbit hole. And again, I am astonished. I don't understand how someone like Mike Pompeo can say what he said and that he has any credibility or the CIA has any credibility. How do we move on from these things? And I guess it's the dialectical malaise. I guess it's the relativism. Is there no line? so there's no, it's not that lines can be crossed, it's that they just don't exist, or that they can be moved whenever. So that's a line that I think, you know, should, it's interesting, getting back to what I was saying earlier about faith and being 100% committed to this kind of thing. You know, I think of that clip of, there must be something to this, because, and bad guys must even know this, because why else would, you know, things like Alan Greenspan's shocking admission, since the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, why would that have to vanish from PBS? Well, it's not like it vanished. It's pretty weird. I've unpacked that whole scenario before. You know, again, first the video disappeared, then the audio disappeared from the page, and then video disappeared from the PBS server, and then the audio file disappeared from its location on the PBS server, and then the page disappeared, and then after some time and, you know, a rebuilding of the site, you know, a facelift, the page came back without the video link and without the audio link. I guess PBS is, you know, suffering from a lack of funding, even though they had, you know, the website got a facelift, and the transcript is redacted. Here's the full transcript. Can we define terms? Because when you say full, and this is less than half of the episode that we can't even watch or listen to anymore anyway, what do you mean by full? Is this like a Jedi mind trick? These are the droids you're looking for? Or these are not the droids you're looking for? So there must be something to it. There must be a reason. There's obviously a reason that, you know, we have to keep forcing this narrative in monolithic, steely monolithic fashion down people's throats. There has to be a reason. Because if you see these differences, obviously history doesn't unfold as neatly and accidentally as we're led to believe. And also, there are some curious inconsistencies that might have us asking questions and then saying, well, you know, if it's true what Alan Greenspan said, then maybe we should petition Congress to get rid of the CIA. And while we're at it, let's dump this, the Federal Reserve. What good is the CIA? Some people argue, you know, there is the intelligence side, but then there's the little Praetorian Guard side. It's doing all kinds of sinister things and outsourcing and contracting even worse things in plausibly deniable sort of fashion and suborning folks. And I think, you know, speaking of that, to me, that's part of the spirit of what I was speaking to when I said in the first hour, you know, Saint Nick, bad historically, yeah. But I think that's what happens. You know, it's part of it's what the CIA does, you know, in suborning people. There's, you know, basically you do a thing where people learn in time that, yeah, this is actually a bad thing. And then you've been suborned. Ha ha, joke's on you. What are you going to do about it? Which is awful. You know, I think that's part of what's going on there. And so the CIA obviously has mastered the dark art of doing those kinds of things. Loves to burn people as an organization. And it's a way to maintain loyalty to a fault, kind of like the, you know, Masonic groups and the CFR and Trilateral Commission and so on and so on. If you don't obey, you might get a Colombian necktie. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
So, we'll finish strong. We'll talk about the bad stuff and finish with the good stuff. So, Joe Biden and defending democracy, which is dishonest, speaking of the dishonesty, but I just don't understand how this soundbite has evaporated. So, if we can play that, let's play that, please.
Well, before, I just want to put one other issue on the floor before I get another question or two, which is Ukraine. This administration, unlike the administration you worked in, decided to provide limited defense articles to Ukraine. Do you think that was a wise decision? And more broadly, do you see any scope for any sort of a deal on eastern Ukraine?
The answer is yes, I think it was a wise decision. But then again, I was pushing that for 2 years before we left. So, and the reason is, I think the more you up the ante, the cost to Russia for their aggression. I mean, as you all know, and you know this better than anybody, you know, the one big lie going on about Ukraine back in the rest of Russia is that no Russian soldiers are engaged. They're not dying. No body bags are coming home, etc., because there's overwhelming opposition on the part of the body politic in Russia for engagement in Ukraine in a military sense.
So let's pause. Can we pause there? We could. That's that's you know, there were broader remarks. I could go on for quite some time about this, but you know, it's fascinating to watch the dishonesty, like the flip-flopping. You know, people like Joe Biden that flip-flop and the corruption that's gone on. How can we sit idly by and even if we can't force the corruption out of power and out of office permanently and indefinitely or definitively, why can't we at least have an honest conversation amongst ourselves? And I think, again, that would change things. So if that wasn't bad enough, then he continues on. So let's do that. Please go ahead.
I think the Donbas has potential to be able to be solved, but it takes two things. One of those things is missing now, and that is I'm desperately concerned about the backsliding on the part of Kyiv in terms of corruption. I'll give you one concrete example. But it just happened to be that was the assignment I got. I got all the good ones. So I got Ukraine. I remember going over convincing our team or others to convincing us that we should be providing for loan guarantees. And I went over, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. We're not going to give you the $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said. I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting the $1 billion. I said, you're not getting the billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch. Got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid at the time. Well, they made some genuine, substantial changes institutionally and with people. But one of the three institutions, there's now some backsliding.
Okay.
And they had,
that is an old school Chicago style shakedown that the former vice president, now sitting president, admitted to. You know, I just happened to be the one who got the assignment. You know, I got all the good ones. Yeah, so I got Ukraine. It was just a coincidence. I'm the vice president, but I just happened to get this. So anyway, and then the shakedown occurs. Commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action, and they didn't. And the shakedown occurs, and then they put in place someone who was solid at the time. What does that mean? I mean, listen to what is being said there. This guy is a sitting president. Well, there's still, you know, so there's some genuine substantial changes institutionally and with people, but one of the three institutions, there's now some backsliding. I don't know about you. This, you know, is the kind of hubris that I was talking about in 2016 that should be does this sound like you want to call, you know, and the title of the YouTube video is Joe Biden on Defending Democracy. That is an old school Chicago style shakedown that you just listened to from the former vice, from the horse's mouth. What exactly about what we just heard has anything to do with democracy in any sense? So, you know, that's the kind of dishonesty I'm talking about. And it's reprobate. I mean, this is. Really, I don't know, Al Capone, Lucky Luciano kind of, you expect to hear, you know, from someone like that. And, you know, this comes from the man himself, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. If we can't at least have an honest conversation about this kind of stuff, and there's more, like I said, I mean, just listening to the whole thing, pretty astonishing what he admitted to, what he discussed, especially with what's going on in Ukraine. People talk about laundering, and where have we been? I don't understand. You want to talk about Hunter Biden's laptop? What about this? You know, we are caught up in this wind cyclone, this wind tunnel of frenzy and hysteria of, you know, by association. Again, you know, Cassidy Hutchinson, who cares? What did she see? She saw something to the effect of nothing. Meanwhile, you know, what's on Hunter Biden's laptop? I don't know. Meanwhile, you got the number two guy, now the number one guy, admitting to a mob-style shakedown to, you know, further the efforts of corruption. He has interest there. His son obviously has interest there. It leaves me absolutely speechless. This is the kind of thing that just really leaves me scratching my head. I just can't believe that, you know, say you are a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat. If we want to use these kinds of fake terms, you know, Democrat, Republican, these are constructs that are created to manipulate people. Even John Adams said there's, you know, nothing that's the greatest evil under our Constitution is these two parties each exerting, you know, how did he say it? Two great parties. Nothing which I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader and concerting measures in opposition to each other. This, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under our Constitution. Well, here we are. No worries, Mr. Second President, under the Constitution. We have united the parties. So they don't, you know, in Quigley sort of fashion that Quigley revealed, you know, we don't, there is really no opposition. They just press forward. Anyway, even if you're a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat, can't we all agree that Chicago-style shakedowns do not belong in the White House? And in a, well, Council on Foreign Relations has always been an organization that seeks to erode national sovereignty. You know, speaking of which, I mean, ironically, Richard N. Haass is there. He's the one who asked the question that we started with. You know, Richard N. Haass is saying before, you know, I just want to put one other question on the floor. That's Richard N. Haass, you know, sovereignty and globalization. Richard N. Haass, who says nations need to, like America, you know, need to cede sovereignty. Why would they do that when, isn't the CFR headquartered here in the United States? Why would they do that? Rear Admiral Chester Ward told us about it. You know, I can't be a part of this organization anymore because that's what their goals are. Their stated goals are to eviscerate America. David Rockefeller admitted as much in his memoirs, and Rear Admiral Chester Ward and Phyllis Schlafly wrote a book about it, Betrayed, which is ironic because Phyllis Schlafly is CNP, Council for National Policy, so I don't know. Eagle Forum. I'm sure that there are, you know, some of the old Patriot Guard will probably not think fondly of me for even suggesting a thing. But, you know, why can't I ask questions? Why can't I suggests that maybe we shouldn't take everything at face value all the time. You know, like videos that are titled Joe Biden on Defending Democracy, when clearly the substantive nature of it defies the title. I think we should be confronting that kind of dishonesty personally and not standing for it. Enough about that. To the Luke thing, I guess maybe I'll hold some of this until tomorrow, but I mentioned the article by Joseph B. Tyson as sort of emblematic. Over at University of Arizona, you will find that a lot of this stuff really kind of seems to cater to the kids, the young impressionable minds. As is the case here. So August 10, Joseph B. Tyson, Luke Judaism and Anti-Judaism. The question I want to raise here is this: does Christian hostility to Jews have roots in those books which Christians regard as sacred and authoritative? Which Christians regard, I mean, right on the face of it, you know. Oh my goodness. Putting into question the veracity of the 66 books by 40 authors, or at least, you know, what we're led to believe, the canon itself, you know, Professor Emeritus of Religious Studies, Southern Methodist University, Joseph B. Tyson is going to just, he apparently is more of an authority than the canon of Scripture, by indirectly implying, you know, Christian hostility to Jews have its root in those books which Christians regard as sacred and authoritative, specifically the writings of Luke. Same question should be addressed to the other books of the New Testament. In other words, the whole New Testament we should question, but space only allows me to focus here on Luke and Acts. So we're going to throw out the authorship. By the way, do I have a friend who can challenge Paul so that we can get these two guys out and, by, you know, in so doing, get some of the most critical aspects of the New Testament thrown out, and then obviously we have momentum from there and we can just roll downhill. So I think I mentioned this yesterday, but my first question is, first of all, what hostility? What exactly constitutes hostility? Who's defining terms here? Obviously, Professor Emeritus Tyson. So who are we calling Christian? For starters, and what is the nature of the hostility, and if there be any, toward whom and what, or what is it directed? Briefly, then, you know, in more detail, I'll get into that tomorrow. But, you know, for many reasons, I would not call Nazis Christian, and that's what he's leaning on in his piece and the other two that he cites. Images of Judaism in Luke and Acts, and also Old Testament new hatreds, the Hebrew Bible, and anti-Semitism in Nazi Germany. Really? What does that have to do with here and now? Are we going to be honest about the Nazifying of the world, the Western world in particular, post-World War II by the cultural Marxists and the CIA's influence to do such? Can we have that conversation while we're at it? So from National Socialism and continuing on to today, again, you know, the whole Azov discussion and what I mentioned about, you know, Ryan Christian talking about recently, and him basically specifically unpacking this thread all the way back to World War II. And again, the Gladio contingent, the cultural Marxist contingent, this is an unbroken thread. Hail Hydra. This is not stopped. So that's what's actually going on here. It's not a new thing, and, you know, we are continually infected with these mind viruses that are the same old mind virus that is recirculated. From National Socialism to the persecution and subjugation of one's fellow man, to the dark occult practices, to the Aryan Übermensch. When Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world," in John 18:36. And all are one in Christ, Galatians 3:28, all of which, you know, those things that I mentioned are ungodly and therefore patently unchristian. So to say Christians, you know, we're using a term very loosely that I would argue is inappropriately used. The term Christian and anti-Semitism, as I mentioned yesterday, is mutually exclusive due to the fact that one is originally by nature a wild olive, fortunately grafted in among them and partaker with them of the rich root of the olive tree. So Christians have a unique fondness. A true Christian has a unique fondness for the descendants of Shem. The idea of, you know, and that's the reason for pointing that out is the etymological root of the term anti-Semitism. The idea of a so-called anti-Semitic Christian is an oxymoron and quite absurd, really. It is a mythical fabricated construct which does not and cannot logically exist in reality, used to advance a narrative otherwise without merit, like all of these other lies that I mentioned earlier in today's broadcast. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Welcome back. Ironically, speaking of the dishonesty, always accusing, you know, it's the aggressors and oppressors always accusing their victims of being the aggressor. And so there is a, you know, an irony here in what I was talking about. There is, however, the mystery of the hard-heartedness of Romans 11:25, which when confronted, for instance, by Stephen in Acts 7, produces vociferous hostility. there's also the hostility expressed by Jesus in Revelation 3:9 and 2:9, I would say respectively, toward those which say they are Jews and are not, but lie and are the synagogue of Satan. So that's, I would say, an interesting qualifier. Anyway, not time to unpack that, but back to the phones. Pat in Texas, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, Chris. You know, jumped on Andrew Schlafly now and Phyllis Schlafly.
Or what's that?
Conservapedia. Well, anyway, I wanted to say this. People should go to Christian Broadcasting Network and get their app and read what they have to say every day. And they actually have people embedded in Ukraine. And Kirsch, whatever name, that one that, you know, there's fighting over now, they went underground. And they have a way of hiding themselves, you know, a lot from the air. And I believe what they say is going, went on there. And the fact was that when the Russians left, I mean, the people were so happy they just couldn't contain themselves. They did not want to leave.
Well, I guess then it's all true, and we should take it at face value and not ask any questions.
Well, you always ask the questions on the other side of the opposite side of what gives us hope.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying Biden's right in doing all this stuff, but I'll tell you that all three of them, Russia, well, you know, a lot of RBN callers, you know, they would rather have, for president, they would rather have Hitler or Mao Zedong or Ayatollah Khomeini, anybody but Trump. And that doesn't make sense.
Well, okay. You know, I would suggest that in a certain case or a certain sense, there isn't a whole lot of what they call daylight between those folks.
Well, I know you would.
And I got in trouble with my grandmother, who was brilliant, back in 2006 for suggesting such a thing. She, you know, World War II generation, she said, basically, without saying it, I went too far.
What does that mean?
What does what mean?
I went too far.
In suggesting that, you know, at that time, that we were living under a Stalinist regime.
Oh,
even though shortly after I suggested it, Naomi Wolf's book came out.
Well,
and those
10
steps, I think, are in full effect. So
I just don't like modern books. You know, you have the books that were written before the COVID, and you know good and well the whole thing was planned for years and years and years. And we know good and well that Russians have planned on the communists have planned on taken over the world for 100 years.
Sure, but who helped them along? Who helped them? Who made sure that technology and material and financing was provided?
People who look out for the number one thing, money. And they're looking out for their own thing, you know?
I think it's bigger than their own thing. And I think the Prince of the Power of the Air gives them the ability to do those kinds of things.
You ought to go to get you a job in as a professor of
we're out of time.
Philosophy in a college. In college, where you
thank belong. You, Pat. Much appreciated, folks. I hope it was informative. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
I started a blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good. And every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.